In 26 years of doing interviews for this show, John Davis may take the award for the most polite person I have ever interviewed. Sure, most people are nice, but John begins each one of his answers with, "Yes, sir." And when my wife came along for the interview, he took off his cowboy hat and nodded as she entered. It's that cowboy politeness that has perhaps set John's work apart from others. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Should you wear your expensive cowboy hat in the rain? John Davis says it's okay for his hats.
I don't put any powders or cosmetics on them, so they're not going to bleed on you when they get wet.
John is owner of Olympia Creek Hats in Fort Davis, Texas. Not only can his hats stand the rain, he suggests a man-made downpour in some cases.
I've had customers that want to shape their own hats but live elsewhere, and I'll just tell them to put it on, walk in the shower, and get it good and wet, and then they can shape it up themselves because they don't have a good quality steamer. And these quality hats require a little more than the old teapot on the stove.
John's hats begin at $500 and go up to $1,000 or more. So who are his customers?
Most of the folks that build hats for work for a living. So if they're out on the ranches or feed yards, and if these hats don't hold up, well, they won't come back.
In some cases, you may have to wait 6 months to a year to get a Olympia Creek hat.
I'm not going to expedite the process just to make more money. It just takes time, and I do it as quick as I can, but that's all I know to tell folks, you know.
So what about adding more hat makers? Well, some have tried.
They come in and sure want to learn how to build a hat. They soon find out there's work involved. You know, it's not just a fun kind of an artsy thing. It's there is some work involved, and a lot of it's monotonous, too.
I asked John how styles are changing, and that's quite a story in itself. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Fort Davis, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.